Today's program is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheese that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
I'm Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
From Heritage Radio and Thrillist, it's Serial, a podcast about serial. I'm Ben Robinson, editorial director of Thrillist, the website that tells you where to eat cereal and also every other food ever in more than 30 cities around the cereal mag globe. So as I'm sure you already know, every week on Serial, we have a very wonderful guest come on the show. They transparently shill whatever they're working on. Then we eat one of their favorite cereals together. And there's a cereal news brief after that, and then we all get out of here and continue to eat more cereal. This week, I'm beyond thrilled to have a very special guest, the former editor-in-chief of a little site that I think does cat gifts or something, called Gawker, founder of the country's newest probing news source, Radar, the man who's responsible for two-thirds of the free world seeing Brett Favre's Wang, AJ Delario. AJ, what's going on?
Not much. This is the most excited I've ever been about being on a podcast.
Thank you very much. Have you ever been on a podcast before?
I've been on several.
Okay, good.
I've been on
good.
Several. Yeah.
That makes me feel even better.
Yeah. But to talk about the cereal we're going to talk about today, I mean, it's a dream come true.
Okay, let's hold off on that for a little bit.
I will.
This is all about building tension here.
That's
but
right.
Let's start off real quick. Can you tell us a little bit about Radar? What's going on there?
Yeah, it's a site designed to be local tabloids in major cities. So we started out with New York, LA, and San Francisco, and been live for about 2 months, and slowly but surely, you know, hiring people in each of those cities, and trying to collect stories that most people that don't live in those cities will actually like to read.
Okay. What kind of cereal gossip and, you know, journalism can we expect from Radar?
Wow. I don't think that's...
Presumably lots.
Possibly. I mean, it depends on whether or not just anyone actually just, like, sticks their genitalia inside a cereal box, and then we'll be right on it, probably.
Perfect. And this one's actually, like, a pretty real question, but at Deadspin at Gawker, were there ever any big cereal-related news items? Like, did something come across at any point?
No, there were never any big cereal related news items ever.
All right. Well, we're trying.
I'm sorry about that.
That's what this is for. We're making changes here in the world.
I mean, I could have looked up all this stuff last night if you had told me about this.
I actually did look it up, and there didn't seem to be anything.
Oh, well, good. Then I'm not lying.
The word cereal has been used in many internet posts.
I'm sure,
including on your sites,
right.
But not exactly.
Never in the headline at all either.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I guess I'm apologizing to myself.
I know.
But no. Yeah. So let's get down to cereal business. Every week I go to the store, I buy a box of the guest's favorite cereal, and I try not to eat it before the show happens.
Right.
This week, that part was really personally not that difficult for me, because this week's cereal is...
Grape Nuts.
Grape Nuts.
Yes.
It's Grape Nuts. Grape Nuts have many positive qualities, most of them adored by 85-year-olds. You don't seem to be 85 years old.
No, but I've been a fan of Grape Nuts for I think going around 20 years now.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, it was not the cereal that I grew up with necessarily. I latched onto it later in life, around college.
Yeah, like 7-year-old, you know, craving Grape Nuts.
No, it was never like that. But
that's not a picture that anybody has,
right? And I don't remember exactly. I think maybe accidentally eat them because they were either in my parents', you know, cupboard. But I just loved them from the start, and I never understood why everybody sleeps on Grape Nuts, because I mean it's a tremendous meal. It's tough to eat, but once you get past the first four bites, I mean it just You don't have to eat for another 5 or 6 hours.
First four or five, like, do you acclimate to the grape nuts?
Absolutely.
Are grape nuts going to start tasting good to me when we eat them?
I hope so. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work. I mean, because you're going to feel like your mouth is full of cement for a little bit.
Okay.
But, you know, once they start to get a little soggy, they're a lot easier to go down.
Okay, okay.
And the flavor is tremendous. I don't know if you like barley, but...
I'm not running around telling people that I like barley. Hi, I'm Ben. I like barley. Like, that's not really how I open things up, but well, I don't think I'm opposed to barley. I can't.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
Yeah. I mean, it's a wonderful barley flavor.
I imagine that I've definitely had grape nuts at some point. I imagine that they were probably at my grandmother's house, as one might expect.
You keep saying that, but you'd be surprised about
okay. How
many people under 80 actually enjoy grape nuts.
I'm going to back off. Before we get into the bowl, there was a lot of cereals are great cereals. They're classic cereals. Thousands, millions of people love them, but they're not old cereals.
Right.
Grape nuts is about as old as cereals get. 1897 were developed by Mr. Post of Post Cereals, C.W. Post.
Yeah.
Himself, who also, interestingly enough, if anybody cares, has a college named after him on Long Island, which uh-huh. I only put together when I was researching this. They're neither made with grape nor nuts,
right?
Which is pretty obvious. They were...
It's just a marketing thing, right?
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's 1890s marketing. It's very proto-marketing.
Yeah.
And speaking of marketing, they were initially marketed as a natural cereal that could enhance health and vitality... And as a brain food, and I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence, you're looking at least reasonably healthy and vital right now.
Yeah, all those things are true.
And you seem smart, yeah. So, something else that I came across when I was researching this, and probably my favorite little piece of grape nuts ephemera, if you will, is, and we watched this right before the show started, this very famous commercial, which I had never heard of before. But it's basically there's a kid and he jumps into, like a teenage kid, and he jumps into some sort of public pool. But
it's not a teenage kid.
No, it was the kid was teenage. The guy was teenage.
Oh, the guy was teenage.
And he seems to be going after a girl. There's this, you know, hot 50s girl in a
right.
crazy one piece that goes down to her knees in this pool. And he says, "Oh no, Mrs. Berg, I thought you were Dale."
Right.
And Dale isn't her husband, which would also make sense.
Yeah.
It's her teenage daughter. And she's like, "Oh, people often confuse me for my teenage daughter."
Named Dale.
Named Dale.
Yeah.
Which is apparently a very popular name in the 50s for girls. And
Sounds like Dale rides horses, I would
Dale say. Definitely rides yeah. horses. I was going to say, I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I was going to say she hangs out with a guy named Chip, but... No. That's why I didn't say it. So, anyway, this is... apparently, it's a very famous commercial. She then closes by telling us about how hot she is, and it's because of grape nuts, and they fill you up, not out.
Not out.
And that's one of the famous grape nut sayings. So, I don't know. I kind of... I'm glad that this cereal that we're about to open the box led me to that.
Yeah. You still seem skeptical about grape nuts.
I'm extremely skeptical
about
grape
nuts.
So... Taking a look at the box here, says right on it, the original.
No other.
It's about 120-something years originality here. 100% of our whole day's grain, power-packed nutrition. They're making some claims. There's a couple guys on, or a guy and a girl, actually, on...
On bikes.
On mountain bikes.
Uh-huh.
They're fueled.
And they're 97 years old.
They are. They're extremely old, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
They look 17, and they look like they're named Dale. So it looks like we don't have any here. They got some blueberries on the box.
No, you don't need them.
You don't need it.
No. They're trying to sell.
We just go straight in.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to pour a little bit out into our bowls here. How much? Mm. I mean, I can't imagine we want to fill up these entire bowls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's pretty much all you need.
All right. We're going about a quarter full here.
Right.
And this one's going to be a little trickier than normal, but I always like to do a dry tasting first, just to get a baseline. So
okay.
I'm going to pick up a little bit here. I mean, I imagine this is going to be rough considering some mm-hmm. of the things you told us about
uh-huh.
saturation times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like pebbles, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's like really, really tiny pieces of gravel. Yeah. It's like pulverized gravel.
Exactly.
I also told you before the show, I have some dental work going on over here, so I'm a little worried that something might go wrong, but we're going to find out. All right, as I'm tasting this, I mean, it's hard. It's very grainy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it tastes pretty much like, you know, barley fresh off the husk, barley husk, which I'm 100% certain is what barley comes on. Let's milk this stuff up and
absolutely.
And have a real taste. All right, we're just going to get Shane, the milk boy, to come over here. Shane? Thank you, Shane.
Fantastic.
All right. Got some milk on it. I'm going to let it sit for a little bit, maybe 30 seconds.
Okay.
See what happens. It's almost like... Okay, you know how you try and build a sandcastle with dry sand? And it just... Nothing. I mean, maybe you can get like a couple inches off the ground. And it just starts falling off. It starts cascading down. Same thing with grape nuts. They seem to be, but then when you put some water on it, it's sticking together. And these grape nuts seem to be kind of coagulating a little bit.
Yeah, that's the part that's real tricky. If you shouldn't put these in like good bowls.
No,
whatsoever.
Why not?
And you should, because if you leave some. And most people don't eat the whole entire bowl because it's very tiresome. No. But it tends to stick to the side of the bowl for a very long time and kind of just becomes harder than the actual porcelain that's on the bowl or whatever it is. And then you have to use a spoon to basically chip it off.
You can't even like do the dish or the sink soak
not at all.
Before the dishwasher?
It's impossible. No. I've thrown away 3 bowls probably just because I forgot to... Dump the grape nuts out before I was finished with
3 bowls in the last week. That's amazing. You know, as the softening occurs here, I'm starting to... I'm getting it. I'm getting it a little bit.
Do you feel rejuvenated?
I do. Yeah. I feel vital.
The fountain of youth.
This is a distinctive cereal. There's no question about it.
All right.
I feel like...
Exhausted.
Mm. I feel exhausted. I feel like there's not going to be any of that kind of, you know, the way you eat a bowl of Lucky Charms, you're crashing. You're crashing about 15 minutes later.
Right.
You had the time of your life when you were doing it.
Right.
And then, you know, you're in trouble. I don't think that we're too worried about that here.
No. We're going to go swim some laps after this.
Yeah, exactly. Grape nuts.
Delicious.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to let... These grape nuts continue to soak for a little bit.
Not that long, though. The bowls are going to be ruined.
Yeah, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with some more cereal.
How cool.
And today's break song is called Chillin'.Bat. It's by Rectech, and this is cereal on heritageradionetwork.org. Today's program is brought to you by the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Hey, Jack Insley here, executive producer of Heritage Radio Network. I hope today's show has got you craving some cereal. And as we all know, and as we've probably mentioned on today's show, good cereal is nothing without milk. Real milk. Cow's milk is not only giving you high quality, complete protein, but calcium, other nutrients, all the stuff you need to build a healthy body. Turns out most American adults are not consuming enough vitamin D every day, so adding just one serving of milk helps address that nutrient gap. Other ways to get your daily intake of milk? Yogurt has milk. Ice cream has milk. Butter has milk. Cheese has milk. It's not rocket science. Drink your milk. Real milk. Cow's milk. Or maybe chocolate milk. This is a show about cereal. Cereal goes great with milk. Milk is good for you. I think you get the point. And for more fun facts and information, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
And now it's time for your weekly Serial news brief. This, once again, is the Serial News Brief, your weekly update on the shocking amount of serial news that happens every 7 days in this crazy world of ours. So this one, a couple weeks back, was a pretty big story. It recently came out in an interview with his son that newly hired University of Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh once put Gatorade on his breakfast cereal when he was all out of milk. Now, for some reason, the internet decided that this was the biggest story of the century, and in some ways it was. In some ways it really was. But capitalizing on the firestorm, the very intelligent Michigan Alumni Association, that's a tough word, set up the Harbaugh Breakfast Challenge, in which it made presumably willing students taste various combinations of cereal and Gatorade flavors and filmed it so you could see them make hilarious faces. In the end, they had some takeaways. There was, you know, we learned some things from this. The bad combos were, shockingly, fruit punch.
Really?
Classic Gatorade flavor. Seems fairly neutral. Fruit punch and Wheaties.
Not a good combo.
Doesn't seem like a great combo when you put it with Wheaties. Cool Blue and Frosted Flakes, which actually seems a bit more natural, and maybe I'm just conflating the color of a Frosted Flakes box.
Right, yeah.
Which is, you know, common mistake. And so those were the two terrible ones. The ones that the students actually enjoyed were Fierce Grape and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which is kind of astonishing to me. Apple Jacks and Fruit Punch. So there's Fruit Punch pulling through. And Glacier Frost and Honey Bunches of Oats, which was referred to by one obviously stoned taster as smoky. Said it had a smoky flavor.
That's preposterous.
I don't know, but could you... Obviously, we don't have tons of cereal in here.
Right.
Actually, it's in the cereal vault, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Can only be opened by...
But what do you think would go well with grape nuts out of the Gatorade flavors?
Lemon-lime, maybe?
You think, from?
I mean, I actually don't even like lemon-lime. Citrus Cooler?
Possibly.
Which is rarely found these days, but I was actually in Chicago a couple weeks ago, and they had it. They just had it in the store, possibly because it was Michael Jordan's favorite Gatorade.
I think it would actually be, I mean, I don't know, because I'm a big fan of the vitamin water Formula 50.
Of course.
So I don't know if Gatorade has an equivalent of that. They have a grape.
Yeah, I mean, the Gatorade the grape is it's much grapier. I think the Formula 50 is it's a little more neutral in a positive way.
Yeah, it's just purple water.
Yeah, it's purple water. So that's that. You know, give it a shot at home. Just be careful would be my strongest recommendation. Next up, apparently during the Grammy Awards or the run-up to the Grammys on Sunday, Kylie Jenner, twin sister of Bruce Jenner, demanded a bowl of just marshmallows from Lucky Charms, and some beleaguered handler went and found these marshmallows and brought them to her. And then she Instagrammed it, writing, quote, "So the crew just asked me what I wanted to eat before I started my interview, and I jokingly said Lucky Charms, only marshmallows, and look what they gave me, Lamau." Lamo? What is, I don't know that word. Hashtag
Lamo, right?
Lamo, yeah, Lamo.
Yeah.
Thank you. I seriously love you guys. And then people accused her of being a diva all over the internet. Then she said she was only joking and is not a diva. I'm personally not sure how this is diva behavior.
No,
exactly.
No, not at all. I mean, it's like the Van Halen with the M&Ms, pretty much. You know. On
right.
the rider.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Mean, and it's possible that...
And she's much bigger than they ever were.
Yeah, yeah. She's she's like 5'9", I think. So I don't know that... something that I was considering is that the rider, you give him the rider.
Yeah.
The guy goes, he gets that box 2 weeks early. Make sure they got it. This was a little bit more of an on-the-moment thing, but like we're talking about Lucky Charms marshmallows. It's very...
Yeah. It's, how do you go about...
It's playful.
Pulling the marshmallows out. I mean, you dump the whole box and then pull the marshmallows out. Well, you don't stick your hand in. And
funny you ask. I can't imagine in this. I mean, at some point you're going to have to be handling those things unless you dump into a bowl set up a second bowl, kind of tweeze out each individual marshmallow,
right.
Which is a very manual process. Right. Otherwise, you're going to have to be getting your fingers on something. But so I'm a big Lucky Charms guy. It's probably my favorite cereal. And there was... I never really had Lucky Charms in my house growing up. We had a strict rule that we weren't allowed to eat any cereals that turned the milk colors. Which...
It's terrible.
Yeah, it was
not
rough.
Even on the weekends you can have Lucky Charms?
On the weekend,
wow.
No.
Wow.
And
we had a lot of weekend cereals in
yeah,
the house.
Yeah, it means you pretty much maxed out at Honey Nut Cheerios, basically.
Wow.
Which kind of put a slight tint on things. But when I would kind of get loose and, you know, out into the wild... People are having these sugary cereals, and my buddy Josh always had these boxes of Lucky Charms in there, like the big ones, too. So I was like, all right, I can get this oat stuff at home.
Right.
I just want these marshmallows. So I kind of, you know, you pick your hand in, you take them out. It's looking back, it's horrendously gross, but whatever. And
what color did the milk change in Lucky Charms? Is it pinkish?
Yeah, it would be kind of pinkish. But like there would almost be streaks because each individual marshmallow or marbit, as we learned last week from serial guest Justin Warner, marbits is the actual technical term. They're not marshmallows in many ways. You've handled marshmallows before. They feel very different.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would kind of shake the box, and they would. Had this motion that would cause the marshmallows to rise to the surface.
Oh, really?
And then I would pick those out, and I would eat tons of them. And then one time, I went too far, and I think, you know, somebody in Josh's family poured a bowl of Lucky Charms, and there were like three marshmallows just hovering on the top and nothing else underneath. And I was found out, and it was a really bad day. So,
what color is there another cereal that what's the most dramatic? I mean, most of the chocolate cereals.
Chocolate cereals, right? Probably. I'd imagine that. What am I trying to look for?
Did the Boo Berry? Did that change it to blue?
Yeah,
because I don't think I ever had the Boo Berry.
Yeah, those are probably going blue, and you know, Fruity Pebbles are again. It's kind of a streaky rainbow effect.
Yeah, that's a Lucky Charms.
Yeah,
milk.
And I know we're in the middle of the cereal news brief, which people take very seriously.
Sure.
But while we're on it, like, do you Grape Nuts? Like, do you have sugary cereal experience?
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, growing up, I was a big fan of S'mores Crunch.
Okay.
And
that's about as far as you can go. And that's
I think it's been discontinued at this point. But it was essentially Cinnamon Toast Crunch or no Cunning Graham. It was a graham cracker.
Okay.
Like. Chex type
thing. Yeah, it
thing.
Has to be. Kind of Golden Grahams.
With
base.
Like a, yes. And, you know, with like cocoa powder and some marshmallows. And I would eat that in the morning and night. It was a tremendous cereal. And, you know, for me, that was big because, I mean, obviously, I mean, we were more of a Special K type family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this actually was acceptable to my parents as well. They were big fans of this. So this was not a weekend cereal. It made like
they were eating it,
slot.
Or they were authorizing it.
They were eating it.
Wow.
Too. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, parents.
I mean, you know, you can't put them
is
down.
That's what happens. Is right. You know,
I think they were you know, Golden Grahams and Frosted Mini Wheats. Mm-hmm. Like that's usually kind of where they hover. But I mean, as soon as they got past the marshmallows, but you know, the marshmallows.
It's all cool.
Absolutely, but. Delicious cereal. It's a shame that they don't make it anymore.
Well, there's been a lot of re-releases. Last week we talked about the return of French Toast Crunch, so there's hope.
Do you write a letter to someone, or how do they come back?
You can definitely do that. And also, as we learned in last week's episode, which everybody should obviously listen to, if they don't have French Toast Crunch or any other cereals at your grocery store, you can ask a manager, as was told to us by... an article lauding their return. So do that. I mean, a manager might not be the best place to start for...
The manager of a grocery store will find a discontinued cereal for you?
I mean, these guys, you know, they know what they're doing. That's their life.
This can't be true.
No. Absolutely not. And that was your weekly cereal news brief. So as we established earlier, AJ, you spent some time manning my own personal favorite sports website, Deadspin, and the connection between sports and cereal is never more apparent than with a box of Wheaties.
Absolutely.
So I looked up, let me back up a second, there's been hundreds, I mean possibly thousands, or at least 1,000 athletes who have been featured on a box of Wheaties, champions of all manner. And
when did they start? I was surprised that they changed it every year, because I thought Bruce Jenner was on it for decades.
Yeah, he still is. He's on it. He's still on most. No. I mean, it's basically after a tremendous accomplishment of some sort, you get on the box. So he was on there, I think, in two different Olympics. After that. And then they're rotating in other people. When you look at this list, it's
but he's the constant.
I mean, I don't think that they have boxes of Wheaties without
Bruce Jenner.
Without Bruce Jenner on them. Yeah, he's on there somewhere. It's kind of like a little Easter egg.
No.
It's like Where's Waldo, but with Bruce Jenner. But they have, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of people who have been on this, which leads me to believe that there's some regional approaches.
Yes.
If your team wins the Stanley Cup, you're going to buy that, but they're not going to be pushing that box in Arkansas probably. So went through.
That'll be the Bruce Jenner box?
That'll be the Bruce Jenner box, yeah. Bruce Jenner box is in Arkansas.
I didn't
always.
It's really no. I think this is false.
We can go to the grocery store. I'll call right now.
Ask a manager at the grocery store.
Call him up. Ask him. If he doesn't have the Bruce Jenner box, you just ask him to get one.
Right,
and then he gets it.
No,
and then he gives it to you.
And what was your vote actually? Just like after the transformation, will Wheaties actually put Bruce Jenner as a woman on the box? They kind of have to.
They have to do it. He's on the box. That's what he is now. Right.
So do they stop running? Bruce. Did he say what his name was going to become?
Bruce Jenner is actually his new name. He decided that
it's Dale.
A couple weeks. It's Dale. All right. Bruce Jenner.
Right.
So basically, there were a couple. Again, many, many deserving champions. Couple not so deserving champions.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled out a couple of these names. Just wanted to get your take on some of these, maybe for a why. The first one that stuck out, Horace Grant twice.
Twice or three times? I thought it was like 91, 92, 93.
Was okay, maybe that was it.
Yeah.
So we think we figured that one out.
Because of the Bulls.
He's on the Bulls. So.
But there were nobody else except Jordan and Pippen, and Horace Grant.
I hate to tell the listenership this, but we're basically working off a Wikipedia page here, which is... It's completely accurate, as everybody knows.
Again,
it wasn't broken out into
You should have that grocery store manager on speed dial so he can figure all this stuff out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm not sure he has a phone, though. Jay Buhner was another favorite one of mine. Yeah. He's got a rifle for an arm.
He does. Great batting stance.
Couldn't really figure out why he was on a Wheaties box. Yancey Thigpen.
Great eyebrows.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah.
Like, tremendous.
Yeah, yeah. They're there. He was the brow. He was the brows.
Pretty much, yeah.
Anthony Davis is the brow.
Well,
he's got two.
Right.
You don't need one to really make a stand there. Terry Glenn was another funny one. The Walenda troupe of high wire performers. Very, very famous.
Oh, after they died?
Oh, God.
It was like a tribute box, I'm assuming.
Wait, really?
Didn't a lot of them die?
You know...
I mean, I think there were just like 40 of them.
God.
And then I think several of them fell, at least.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have brought that one up.
Yeah.
And they should use nets. Andy Benes? Did he pitch a no-hitter or something?
From Padres? Is that?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And then one of my personal favorites, again, back to marketing gone wrong. Dan O'Brien, Olympic decathlete.
Right.
He got the box, and last time I checked with the store manager,
Dave got the bag. Right?
Yeah, Dave was on the generic bag, and that's fine.
That,
you know,
like neither one of them did very well at the Olympics, right?
I don't think. Dave didn't make it. Dave didn't qualify.
Right.
I think it was Reebok. They kind of got a little overambitious, just because two guys had names that started with the same letter.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it all kind of fell apart there. But, so that's Wheaties. And it leads us to something near and dear to this podcast's ever-beating heart. The highly crucial cereal questionnaire at the end of every episode. I get to have the fine time of asking the guest a bunch of questions these are important questions. These are the questions that matter. And I'm just going to roll right into it.
Okay.
We already know your favorite cereal.
Grape Nuts.
Grape Nuts. What's your least favorite?
Is this like a lightning
cereal?
Round?
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to expound.
Okay.
Least favorite cereal.
Kix.
Why?
I just think they're little puffs of air that do nothing.
There's not a lot
I don't get. I don't get any flavor with them. I mean, they're not corn pop. I mean, you can throw. It's pretty much cereal that hasn't been flavored at all.
Yeah.
I mean, just like
they.
And it's kind of like deceptive packaging too, because it seems like it'll be a fun cereal, but it's not.
Bright orange.
Oh.
Last week,
they're
I think
the peanuts that you put in like the packaging boxes. Pretty much,
right.
That's what Kix are.
Last week, I believe I referred to them as demure, which is not a word that you really want to throw around
right.
with your cereals.
No,
not
at all.
Milk. What kind of milk do you use on your cereal?
Whole milk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it real. If you could get bottle service in a fancy nightclub with any cereal mascot, who would it be and why?
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner? Excellent answer. What about an Eagles concert?
Who would I go to an Eagles concert with?
Yeah, what cereal mascot would you want to attend an Eagles concert with?
Toucan Sam.
Okay, yeah.
Because, I mean, he's a bird.
He's a bird.
So.
What about a dual birthday party at the roller rink? It's his birthday, it's your birthday. Who are you partying with?
Tony the Tiger and that frog from the Honey Smacks.
Okay, that's a triple birthday party, but it's a great birthday party.
Uh-huh.
Cereal for dinner. What do you think?
Oh, mini wheats.
Okay. I was asking if it was okay, but clearly it is.
No, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I've had cereal for dinner.
Okay.
I've had Grape Nuts for dinner last week, actually.
I believe it. Who do you think deserves to be on a Wheaties box, getting back to this, but hasn't been?
Let's see. OJ.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Correct. Bruce Jenner was another quality answer for that one. And final question before we get out of here, AJ. When is the last time you had a bowl of cereal, and what was it before these Grape Nuts?
The last cereal before Grape Nuts?
Before today.
Well, I mean, I had it 2 days ago.
So it was Grape Nuts.
It was Grape Nuts, sorry. I don't really change it up that much. You know.
Yeah. Mark it down, everybody. AJ Delario, founder of Radder, only eats Grape Nuts.
That's it.
AJ, thank you so much for coming on today.
This was wonderful.
This was great. The cereal is still in my teeth and in like other various random parts of my mouth. That's fine. But thank you again, everybody. Check out Radder, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
And the theme song for Serial is called Feels by Vesa. Thanks for listening. See you next week.